producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Our pal Justin Duckham joins us now. Justin, I guarantee most of the conversation has to be over Eric Holder resigning. Not that we haven't seen this happen with people in cabinet positions before, but Eric Holder has taken a lot of flack. What's the reaction in D.C.?
Well, the reaction to D.C. Is, on one hand, we have a lot of Republicans who are sort of praising this development. It's no secret that they have sort of had it out for Holder for quite some time. The greatest evidence of that, of course, is the fact that they held him in contempt of the House, which was, a very rare occurrence for a cabinet-level official. So we're getting that. And in terms of Democrats, sort of an unspoken feeling is Eric Holder was probably one of the bigger disappointments of the, Obama administration. When he first came into office, he had a confirmation hearing where he spoke very vocally about closing down Guantanamo Bay and ensuring that torture was going to be put to an end. And instead, we see him leaving office with sort of a vague legacy, if you will. Saw some huge civil rights issues come up during his time. Ferguson was one of them, as well as the dissipation of the Voting Rights Act, which, of course, disappeared under his watch, which made it so that states that have an institutional history of racism, no longer are under federal scrutiny.
Wow. All right, so we'll be talking about that tonight. Eric Holder, thumbs up, thumbs down. You heard what Justin had to say. The Democrats disappointed in Holder. Where would you say he falls as far as attorney generals? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Justin, of course, all of us are focused on ISIS. We just saw what happened at the UN General Assembly and the latest with the airstrikes and whatnot. How about this from the word out of Iraq that what they've learned is that ISIS was planning some subway attacks in the U.S. and Paris? I'll tell you what, every day another shoe drops on information as to what could have happened or what might potentially happen in the United States. I imagine that's got to be part of the water cooler buzz there, is it?
It absolutely is. Particularly when you have the idea of a subway attack going on in the U.S., this is the tactic that we've seen carried out overseas by a multitude of terrorist organizations. So that's not necessarily anything new, but it certainly is chilling. And this, of course, comes on the heels of the news of the Khorasan group, which is, of course, an al-Qaeda offshoot that were, according to the administration, planning an imminent attack within the U.S. So it's a very, very dangerous, very perilous time to be sure.
Yeah, and the last thing is now, too, we also heard somebody texted me just a while ago that the FBI is saying that they've identified the ISIS hostage executioner. We knew the Brits were close to this, so this is pretty significant, eh?
It certainly is. This is somebody who, a lot of people had, sort of multiple ideas about who this was in the first place. So this certainly is going to be sort of a game-changing aspect of this. If, there's an issue where this person can be unveiled and, brought to justice through, any means that the U.S. can provide, that's certainly going to provide relief for the, Foley family and those who were, killed by similar groups. And it's also going to send a pretty striking message to ISIS that, the U.S. has the ability to sort of tear through this mask of anonymity that they've been able to set up for themselves.
Yeah. Justin Duckham, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight, as always. Thanks.
Thank you.
Talking about Eric Holder, big news, the fact that he resigned. Not that we haven't had cabinet members who have stepped aside. That happens, obviously, all the time. But in the case of Eric Holder, if you've listened to my show, America Tonight, for any length of time, you know that in the very beginning, I thought Eric Holder was wrong for the job. I did a show one time where I talked about pink slips, and that when you're a leader, sometimes you got to get rid of people, even if you like them. Even if you personally think they're doing a good job, you look around, you take the pulse of other people, and you see also what's happening to your legacy and your administration. And so I thought Eric Holder was weak in the very, very beginning of his term as attorney general, serving as attorney general. So there's no question he is somebody who absolutely absolutely politicized the office, the Justice Department, which when you think of the rule of law and you think of how impartial you should be in the area of administration of justice as the Attorney General, he blew it there. And every single turn and twist, the top cop seemed to bend or break in half, if you will. Was it about the Justice Department? I mean, that's one of the key positions in the United States. When you look at where we are, you're the top cop. When you look at that spot, and justice, to me, means somebody who understands that, yes, they are appointed. They are a political person, political appointee in that sense. But they're supposed to uphold and enforce the law, uphold the Constitution, and they're supposed to do it in an objective, non-political way. And Eric Holder was terrible in that sense of the word. He's also the first Attorney General in history to be held in contempt by the House of Representatives. That's why you heard Justin there say that, yeah, the Dems, a lot of Dems were disappointed in Eric Holder. It's not just the Republicans. And one of the big things that happened with Eric Holder is he never seemed to turn over the documents that were necessary for Fast and Furious or push on the accelerator when it came to the situation of Lois Lerner. But I think Operation Fast and Furious was the main black eye of Eric Holder, and certainly not the only one. And constantly, time and time again, he treated Congress as though they were beneath him. And was very contemptuous, I suppose, that relationship, misleading, and ignored people in the halls of Congress when he was called before various committees for very good reasons, like Operations Fast and Furious. So when you look at what an attorney general is supposed to do, in that sense, he did not fulfill that role. There were some big things that happened while he was Attorney General. Same-sex marriage. Remember in 2011, Holder announcing that the Justice Department wouldn't defend the Defense of Marriage Act, which defined marriage under federal law, blah, 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 as you know, between a man and a woman. The law was unconstitutional. He said that. And then, of course, the following year, the Supreme Court, or 2 years later, the Supreme Court's ruling invalidated a big chunk of the law. Anyway, voting rights was something else that Eric Holder was a part of. He successfully fought voting restrictions around the country, and that was before the 2012 elections when the Supreme Court really ripped out a big chunk of the Voting Rights Act in 2013. And he was always finding ways to challenge those laws. He also, I think, didn't want to be tagged with this, but he was the first African-American to serve in that top spot. But I didn't think it mattered. I'd like to think we were colorblind in that position. I think, though, that he had a blind spot to the presidency and absolutely politicized that position where he should have tried to be a little more objective. But now who steps in as Attorney General? Coming up next, we're talking about marijuana. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In just a few weeks, voters in Alaska, District of Columbia, Oregon, all are heading to the polls, not just to vote people in or out shuffling along the halls of Congress, but also to cast their votes on whether recreational pot use should be legal in their home state. It's already legal, as we all know, in Colorado and Washington. And there are a lot of states that are looking at what has happened, the revenues that are coming in versus some of the other things that have happened, and weighing whether it's worth it or not from the financial point of view. And Colorado is really the test drive state, without a doubt. Greg James is the publisher of Marijuana Venture Magazine. It's a trade magazine, a business-to-business trade magazine. It covers a large swath, everything in the industry, law, politics, finance, and all the things in between that would normally maybe fall through the cracks. Greg, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, my pleasure, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So kind of look in your crystal ball, if you will. What do you think as you see what happened in Colorado and Washington? We've talked to several people who have gone into the marijuana business at different levels, including, you know, running a dispensary, if you will, and telling us some of the things that they've had to deal with. But really, literally, in Colorado especially, the explosion and trying to keep up with the demand. But I think when you look at the dollars of this, that's what the states are concerned with. Do you think when it's all said and done, we're going to see more states legalizing marijuana?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure about the states around Colorado. I mean, you know, if you look at a map of the U.S., obviously they've got Utah, Wyoming,
Nebraska and Kansas and Texas and Oklahoma. So I'm not sure a lot of people around, a lot of states around Colorado are going to be as liberal as they are with pot. But up here, we've got Oregon next door, which is voting to legalize recreational marijuana this fall, and then Alaska, and then also California. So I have a feeling the West Coast is going to go pretty much legal, you know, recreationally legal anyway in the next few years.
What do you think?
I mean, to me, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm just, to me, it's all about money, you know, it's about tax revenues and, you know, it just kind of makes sense.
Right, that's what I was going to say. The tax revenue wins out, even where they're trying to not portray it necessarily as that. Do you think California goes full board? Do you think we're going to see California jump into this? Because why hasn't California been on top of this?
Well, you know, that's a very funny question. You would have thought that they would have been the first. Now, the irony is that in California, it's the medical community, from what I've heard, that doesn't want legal recreational marijuana, or at least has been kind of fighting it. And the reason for that is that a lot of the medical dispensaries are kind of unregulated and untaxed. So they're sort of not as keen for full recreational legalized pot as you might imagine. You know, in Washington State, for example, the tax rate's pretty high. It's about 25% at each level. And up here, just like in California, the medical folks aren't regulated. So they're not as excited as you might think for that very reason, because they know, you know, they may have to pay taxes.
Yeah. How about for the people running these marijuana shops, let's say? It's very strange because they have to have a lot of times bodyguards and safes and, well, they do have a safe and cash. It's a cash business. Is that because, okay, we want your money, we want to tax the money, but we don't want to, the banks don't want to touch that money. Do you think that changes eventually?
Yeah, actually, I think in Washington there are now two banks that are, I guess from what I've heard, there are two banks that are kind of dipping their toes in the water now and taking on 502 clients. And 502 was the initiative up here that legalized recreational marijuana. So I see that changing. You know, the other thing is that I think the federal government realizes that they don't want all these businesses handling all this cash because it is dangerous. So I think that's inevitable also. You know, it's going to change and banks are going to start to take the money. I think in Washington, there's a credit union in Spokane that has started to take on I-502 customers.
As far as the production of marijuana is concerned, because one of the people that I've had on this show several times was telling me that they can't even keep up with the demand. So it's all about, boom, we've hired more people. We've got more people in the shop. We have amazing strains of marijuana that we've worked with. And often the novice comes in and they have no idea. I just wanted to try some pot, and or I had pot when I was back in college and I can't even remember, can, you know, how much can I get? Because there's a certain limit, obviously, when you come from other places. But from the production side of it, it's just exploded too, right?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. You know, the part that kind of interests me is the outdoor growing. And I was actually up in north central Washington last weekend visiting some outdoor growers there. And it's a mind blower to walk through a half an acre of 7, 8, 9 feet tall marijuana plants that are all totally legal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the kind of thing that 20 years ago would have made the front page of the New York Times. And, you know, I was being given the tour. And these plants are huge. I mean, this particular grower had about 3,000 pounds of buds that were about ready to be harvested. So it was, it was pretty cool to see. I mean, you know, I never thought in my lifetime that I'd be, you know, walking around a legal outdoor big plantation right out in the open in the U.S.
Now, that big plantation, did they have to have people guarding it? Because maybe some people would come in and try to steal the plants or whatnot, or now is okay?
Well, you know, up here, I think it's the same as in Colorado. They have pretty strict rules on security. So I mean, it was surrounded by an 8-foot tall, like a chain link fence that you couldn't see through. And then he had barbed wire on the top. And of course, there were cameras. So it'd be pretty hard to rip it off. And the state, Washington has been very strict about security. You have to have security cameras. You have to have a big fence. You have to have badges to get in and out. You know, there's a lot of that, a lot of those kind of requirements. But, if they're cool with letting you in, you can literally go walk around, a half an acre of pot. And it's a pretty mind-blowing experience.
Yeah. When we look at the economics of this, from what I can see from, and you're just, describing how mind-blowing it was walking through there, if for the person who runs the business, it just has exploded, hasn't it? I mean, people are making millions on this. Am I right?
Well, I mean, if you do the math, this guy had, he estimates, of course, he hadn't harvested it yet, but I'm trying to remember. He had about 1,000 plants that were probably going to yield 2 to 3 pounds of bud per plant. So you're, 2 to 3,000 pounds of pot. Right now in Washington, because there's still a shortage, because they're a little slow on granting the licenses, he told me he was getting about $5,000 a pound. So, that's $10 to $15 million worth. And it was just sitting out in the open in a field in eastern Washington.
Yeah. What does that do?
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. What does that do to the drug cartels and the people who are trying to move marijuana illegally? You know, they've got other harder substances and whatnot, but it's still part of, I'll call it, their arsenal. It has a cut into it or no, because there's just not enough states that have legalized it yet?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I should say I'm not personally a marijuana user myself. And as you know, Marijuana Venture is purely a business magazine, so we're not advocates. But, one of the reasons I'm for legalization is for that very reason. I mean, I just think it's nutty that we're sending, $20, $30 billion a year across the border into Mexico. It will for sure eventually cut into their profits. It has to. And I think that, I personally believe that more and more states are going to legalize it. They're going to take the tax revenue. They're going to hopefully regulate it well like they do up here. They're not going to allow 21-year-olds or anyone under 21 to buy it. But it will cut into the drug cartels, and hopefully it'll cut into some of that violence.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. Great to have you on the show, Greg James, Marijuana Venture Magazine. Thanks so much for coming on ATN.
Okay, thanks,
Kate. Interesting. So you heard Greg say there that, he wasn't, it's purely a business magazine. It's so interesting describing the walk that he took, and I agree with him. I would never have imagined in my lifetime that that would be possible. And I think more states, because of the money to be made, will absolutely legalize marijuana. Derek Jeter, his last at-bat was a fine one, part of Odds and Ends next.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the tale of a hero and a zero. And that's really the gist of this version of Odds and Ends. And by the way, if you want to throw in your two cents on Eric Holder and his legacy, thumbs up, thumbs down, like I said at the top, certainly you can do that. You heard me go through a little bit of some of what happened during his tenure. To me, the biggest thing is, in a nutshell, to sum it up, I think he didn't operate as the top cop. As the attorney general, that's your job. And it's not to be political. It's to try to be objective about what you do and to focus on the law. And now it might be a little bit difficult, and I don't want to be naive about it, but I thought in particular for me, which is when I knew he was on shaky ground with me almost from the beginning, was what happened with the CIA and the whole waterboarding thing, the way that was handled, trying to out people and then making the people at the CIA, so many of the intelligence guys, feel as though they were getting the shakedown, that they wanted to quit, that we had some really good intelligence people that were leaving in droves. And I've told this story before. People forget about it. The president had to make an appearance at the CIA. They basically had to hurry up and run him down the street, get him out there so that he could quell the fears of, listen, we have your back. And that was part of the Holder thing. That, and I think Fast and Furious, the gun deal, like how can the top guy not know? Well, when you're the attorney general, things like guns going across the border in an effort to try to trace them and track the bad guys and then leading to the death of a Border Patrol agent with one of those guns, I think is shameful because you should have a beat on that. If there's anything that you should know that's going on, something like Fast and Furious, instead of, oh, no, I heard about it when the Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, when I heard about Brian Terry's death, I knew what was happening. I have to believe that he was a little more hands-on than that. So I wasn't always so sure I trusted what he was saying. I thought that was my reference to bending things and sometimes breaking things. And he was the one guy besides Tim Geithner for me who was the Secretary of the Treasury. He was the one guy that I said right from the start I would have given the pink slip. He was the Goldman guy, Goldman Sachs guy. I would have never had Geithner as my treasurer. And I wouldn't have had Eric Holder as the Attorney General because at the time I think there were better choices. But end of story. He's resigned. And now somebody else gets to come in to close out this administration's run. And who is it going to be? I think they're really going to be scrutinized. I can tell you that because that person, Holder, is the conduit to the White House or the person who blocked the information and protected what was going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue from the halls of Congress. The halls of justice and the halls of Congress really clashed. No clash here, just pure celebration. Derek Jeter closes out his career as a Yankee with a walk-off win for his team. He had a single to right field in the bottom of the ninth inning that scored a pinch runner, and that gave the Pinstripers their 6-5 win over the Orioles. Woo! On Thursday night. Yeah. I mean, absolutely huge. And the crowd went wild. I mean, it does not get much better than that. And what is so crazy, so of course he raised his arms and, you know, he was running between first and second. The Yankees just engulfed him, which is what you would assume they would do. But you had the teammates that were there, Bernie Williams and Andy Pettit and Tino Martinez and Jorge Posada and Mariano Rivera, Joe Torre. It's just really crazy. What an amazing thing. So the fans stood and applauded until he disappeared into the dugout and into the tunnel. That is a glorious way to end a career. So he has a fistful of rings and amazing things that he did during his career, but to have planned it that way where he walked off, just pretty crazy stuff. I mean, it's just one of those moments. That was it, you know, and then they won in the ninth inning. So there's your hero, and I think Derek Jeter is a hero because he really tried to, he didn't try to say I'm a perfect person, but he gave back. He had a charity he really, really cared about. He signed autographs relentlessly for kids. Whenever he could, he was there doing things for kids and promoting baseball. He was a good ambassador, and he still will continue to be a good ambassador for baseball. And here's your zero. How does this happen? I watched this video again and again. So this happened in South Carolina, and the police released a video of a trooper shooting a guy at what looked to be a routine traffic stop. The police say the man was unarmed, and the trooper, in the end, was charged with felony assault. So a man reaches into his car. He's pulled over. The trooper asks him for his driver's license. He reaches into his car. He stood up outside. He reaches into the car. And seconds later, he shoots him. He hits him in the hip. And he is lucky he didn't hit him somewhere else because he pummeled him with bullets in his direction, four of them. And here's the thing. We talk about the dash cam video. If only there had been a dash cam video in the whole Michael Brown thing, then the argument over what really happened and how aggressive the 18-year-old was, remember, in Ferguson, Missouri, versus the other things. Well, there was no dash cam video. Well, here there was. So it showed Sean Grobert, a decorated highway patrol guy, shooting LeVar Jones, who was clearly unarmed, in the parking lot of a gas station just outside of Columbia, South Carolina. We have a fabulous affiliate in Columbia, South Carolina. I was listening, and they were talking about this a lot today. So he's, he survived the shooting, but Grobert has been fired for what he did. He's charged with aggravated assault and battery. Then that's a felony that could get him 2 decades in prison if he's convicted. I mean, the force in this case was so unwarranted. And you think of police officers and, you know, highway patrolmen who get into these terrible situations, and we're talking about something awful that's happened. You know, there's troopers in Pennsylvania. Then this comes out, this piece of tape. I mean, what went wrong that set him off in that direction? Well, they say it's not the first time he fired his weapon. It happened before. But, you know, he was a decorated guy. And in the videotape, you could hear this in the background. Why did you shoot me? Why did you shoot me? He was pulled over. The state patrolman pulled over the car in the parking lot of a Circle K station. You could clearly see it. It happened around 5 o'clock. This was a couple of weeks ago. And it was recorded from his car. He walks up to the car as the driver steps out of the car. He asks for the license. The guy turns around. Jones turns around to get the license. The driver's door is still open. He leans inside to retrieve it. And then seconds later, that's when all those bullets are fired. That's when the gun is fired. At least 4 you can hear in the video. And he was screaming, "I just got my license. You said to get my license." And that's ridiculous. I mean, that's ridiculous. And he was hit. Somebody was asking him, "Hey, are you hit? Are you okay?" And he said, "I can't feel my leg. I don't know what happened." You know, and he kept saying, "Why did you shoot me?" And as I mentioned, luckily he was shot in the hip, because it could have been so much worse. He was taken to the hospital and then, you know, treated and released. But, boy, the protocol certainly wasn't followed in this case. And this is why I don't understand, for all the good things that police officers do and the risks they take and, you know, state troopers. When you have somebody like this come out and do that kind of a thing, you know, then you got the people that say, see, this is what happens. Look at what they think, because they have a badge and a uniform. Look what happens. And, you know, that's just nutty. And there has to be more to this. This is a guy who got a Medal of Valor for something that he did. You know, crazy. There must be, I just have to think, there must be more to this story. There must have been something that set him off. I don't know what, because definitely there is no question about it. When you look at the video, you can clearly see it. LeVar Jones didn't do anything. He just pulls over. He's going to get his license. You know, that's it. Clearly, he wasn't doing anything where he was reaching for anything else. So even the South Carolina Public Safety Director released a statement when he announced the firing of Sean Grobert, and he said, "The force administered in this case was unwarranted, inconsistent with how our troopers are trained, and clearly in violation of department policies." Wow. So the double-edged sword of the dash cam. And if you're driving around with a dash cam, which is good for protection, because then anything you do is taped. And I'll say it again, anything you do is taped. So once he unloaded that weapon, of course, it was right there. There was no, "I shot, I thought this." There was no in-between gray area whatsoever. Coming up, boy, we have a ton of them. Dumb things I shouldn't have done.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Making that final couple of turns here on this version of America Tonight. You know, we do this cool segment, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, and a lot of people have sent in their dumb things. If you've done something dumb and you want to fess up, please tell me what it was and send it to me at americatonight.net. You know, most of us have done dumb things. I would love to meet the person who would tell me to my face that they've never done anything dumb. I would say congratulations, because if you can prove that, you're the only one in the world that I have ever met that hasn't done something dumb. And it's silly things a lot of times, because we're multitasking, which supposedly shrinks your brain, by the way. I just heard that today. And we're busy. We're on that hamster wheel, going, 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 going. And the hamster wheel eventually gets stuck. And that's usually when the dumb things happen, but not always. But I got some good ones for you. All right, so on that note, let's head to Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
You gotta love that. All right, Joey in Virginia says, yo, Kate, love the show. Dumb things. Where do I begin? Perhaps this is the dumbest thing that I've ever done. I bought a boat and was really excited about renovating the boat. I know a lot about motors, and I'm good at figuring things out, so it became my hobby. Lo and behold, I put it together. It looks pretty sweet. It's a 35-footer, so not giant, but, you know, they cost a lot these days. I got a pretty good deal on it. And I fixed the throttle, or so I thought, but it turns out I put the throttle on backwards because I was reading what I had upside down. It might not make sense, but if you lay down on your back and you're looking at things and you turn a map or kind of the directions in a different way, and it's a visual map, you might understand how I could get messed up on that one. I understand that, Joey. I will never be putting a throttle on anything or doing anything where I'm trying to mess with motors or whatnot. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a pass on that. So, because, yes, I guess it was dumb because you didn't look at it correctly, but I'm sure many of us have put things on incorrectly. We had them backwards. We had the instructions backwards because we were reading it the wrong way. But if it's a cabinet or something like that, that's significantly different than the throttle on a boat. So I understand. I feel you. All right, here's one from Sam who says, dumb things. Kate, I love it. It's brilliant. So, dumbest thing I ever did, I swear it happened to me 3 weeks in a row. I work long hours. I do the third shifter thing. And when I finally got my day off, and it had taken a couple of weeks because we were really, really super busy, I had this little deal where for 3 Saturdays in a row, I had 50% off this really cool golf course by my house. So I went with 2 friends, and twice in the first round and then the second round and in the last round, I left a club on a hole. I recovered 3 of the clubs and I ended up losing 3 others. It was so depressing. So in other words, somebody came along at some point, found the club and stuck it in their bag or drove away with it or who knows, but I lost a great 7 iron. I lost a wedge that I liked. And in the end, my favorite putter danced away. So I'm going to say that was dumb, because when you are through hitting the ball, unless you have a caddy with you, and anybody who golfs understands, you put the club back in your bag. But I got so caught up in the betting on the holes and got caught up on what we were doing that I just would leave. I had left some of these clubs, and even though I did it the 1 week and I got lucky, I just kept repeating the process at a couple of holes, and it finally caught up to me where I didn't get the clubs back. Yeah, that would classify as a dumb thing, because you get distracted on the conversation, you get distracted in watching other people play. I think people do that. I think people leave clubs. I've done it, and thank goodness I got the 1 club back, but I actually lost a club too. It was a club someone made for me, and I loved it. It was an 8 iron, and somehow, this was in California somewhere, Morro Bay. I even remember where. And we just were out there, and I only used it once. And, of course, by the time I even knew it was gone, it was gone. And who knows where it went. But it's a whole thing about liking it and then it disappearing. So, pretty wild. We've got throttles. So far, if you're keeping score, very different from what we normally have. We have throttles and golf clubs. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Jake. Kate, it's Jake in Austin. I decided I would write in to dumb things. And I think the dumbest thing that I have ever, ever, ever done, maybe not the dumbest thing I've ever done. I have a long list of dumb things. But perhaps one of the dumbest things that I ever did is I had one of those Dunkin' Donuts box of Joe's on the roof of my car. I grabbed a whole bunch of donuts. I was being cool, taking them into work because everybody else seemed to do it. So eventually I thought, wow, it's got to be my turn. I had the donuts. I put them in the car. I was standing there talking to someone, and I actually opened on the spout the Joe box, and I started to drink a little bit of the coffee, and then I got mired in my conversation, got back into the car. Of course, the donuts were already in the car. I wasn't even really thinking about it. And I took off, and the cup of Joe flew off of the car and kind of flew all over the place because the cap wasn't on tight anyway, so there's no way of picking it up. It wasn't like I backed up and it just slid off the car. So there goes the cup of Joe. Yeah, it's not a cup of Joe. I think it's a box of Joe. It's a box of Joe, I think. But I can see how you did that. I took that in one time to a radio station where I was working, and it's cool because it is. It's just a box, and it has picture this, everybody listening. It's just got a plastic spout, so it's great because now you have these cups, and boom, you bring it in. Or if you're going somewhere, there it is. You can give people coffee. But if you leave it open and it flies off the top of your car, yeah, that's not going to work very well. All right, so how about that? So we have the Joe Box incident, if you're keeping score at home, the Joe Box incident, the golf clubs, and the throttle. And here's another one. This one is from Naomi, who says, Kate, my boyfriend encouraged me to write into dumb things. And you can see why he would want me to write in. The dumbest thing I ever did is I took off my engagement ring at the beach, put it in my towel, I thought, forgot about it, walked down the beach, went swimming, was with all my friends, got back on the towel, didn't think about it once again. And you know how you're kind of moving around and then you're pulling your towel up further as the tide turns, and you know, throughout the whole day I'd done that. And so I finally realized I didn't have my ring. And by the time we're looking for it, try finding that in some white sand where you can't even see and it's hot as all get out. Who knows? That is buried treasure for somebody. Probably one of those people running around with the metal detectors. Maybe somebody got lucky, but I lost my engagement ring to the beach. Never take your rings off. There is a lesson in that. Yeah, there is a lesson in that. You don't want to take off a ring and put it... Oh, I'll just wrap this up in my towel here. This little piece of a... This little towel I have, I'm going to run and go swimming, of course. And plus, somebody could have taken it, but I bet it just got lost in the sand is probably what happened. Wow, Naomi, I think that was the dumbest thing of all of them. Remember, you can participate. Just send me dumb things I shouldn't have done. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact. And bada bing, you are in, my friends. Thank you.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.